Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the astrological energies from July 22nd through July 29th. We close out this last week in July with some very interesting energies that we're going to talk about. And we're going to also understand more about what is shifting for us all individually and collectively as we move towards August. It has no doubt been a big year. A lot of changes. And now as we enter Leo season, we're invited to really go into a sense of strength in ourselves. We're asked to be confident in who we are and to look at what we truly need right now as we move into Leo season and connect with our own unique light. Leo is the fifth sign of the zodiac, and it follows the energies of Cancer. We had a very big Cancer season this year with two new moons in Cancer, including that powerful eclipse at 0 degrees of Cancer back on June 20th. And the Cancer energy was designed to open us up, to soften us, to ask us to go into ourselves and how we truly feel. What's in your heart? What do you need? What emotions are you really ready to move through and accept as part of your journey? Cancer is a feminine energy. And one of the beautiful things about the astrological wheel is that it's always alternating between feminine and masculine energies. So as we have voyaged through the Cancer experience, now we enter the masculine energy of Leo that gives us a new sense of strength, that asks us to move into how we're here to be confident in who we are and how you are an individual in the world, how you are different, how you are unique, and how you can feel truly good and strong in these parts of yourself. The Leo energy is at home in the sun. The sun is the ruler of Leo. And it asks us to shine brightly. And energetically, this is always a strong activation of your solar plexus energy. So if you were to visualize your solar plexus right now, simply trust what you see, simply trust what you feel. If your solar plexus feels a little weak or rusty, if it feels like it's not as bright as it could be, this is the time of year to really go into what you need to feel strong and secure in yourself. And with this sun in Leo, we're invited to receive more strength and downloads from the sun. At this time of year, especially in the northern hemisphere, the sun is very bright. And so we have the potential to receive neutrinos from the sun that energize us at an energetic level, energize us mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and to work with the sun as an ally, to look at what your relationship is with your own light. And that would be something to ponder. Where are you accepting your skills, your talents, your gifts? Where are you energizing yourself? And where do you feel energized by a bigger light source? The sun is, of course, the biggest light in our solar system, and it works with us daily to ensure we're receiving what we need. Of course, you could think of that in terms of vitamin D and the light that we need to live our daily lives. But energetically, it's supporting us. It's giving us a zest for being here. So what is your relationship with your own light? And how are you accepting this in yourself? How are you really loving who you are? These would all be energies to work with in your solar plexus and to look at how that energy is spinning for you, because every chakra is a spinning wheel and you could just intuitively sense that maybe it's going slow. I'm getting the image of a record player moving slowly, a record player that isn't quite up to speed. Well, now it could be energized if that's your intention, if that's what you need. For those of you who are new to this podcast, I use my 30 years of astrological study combined with intuitive messages, spiritual growth, and soul messages to help us all understand the bigger overarching cycles of our time. So as always, I hope that there is one message that benefits you right now. I hope there is something supportive in this podcast that opens you up to more of your own wisdom and more of your own brilliance. And this is really coming alive now in Leo season. So you want to be aware of how this energy is supporting you in your next steps and supporting you in doing your soul mission work in this lifetime. If Cancer season was especially intense for you, which no doubt it was, as we had a lot of energy swirling around, perhaps this is going to help you clarify what you need. Now, Mercury is still traveling in Cancer. Mercury will clear its shadow zone at 15 degrees of Cancer on July 27th. And it's actually quite interesting how July 27th is a powerful day astrologically. So I will be talking about that more in this show. But just know that as Mercury still moves through Cancer, you could still be feeling things aren't quite clear yet. You could sense that you want to arrive at a decision. You're ready for some clarity. You want to know maybe a solution or what to do next. And I think that that information is going to come into you intuitively. With Mercury in Cancer, it's very easy to overthink something when it doesn't feel right, or if it feels right, but you don't know how the pieces are going to come together. Like you have that nudge or that sense of something that could show up or a choice you need to make, but the Mercury in Cancer energy can feel a little uncomfortable at times. It can be unsure of itself. And this is just part of the energy of Mercury in Cancer. And because it's still in a retrograde shadow, you could be sitting with your choices longer. You could be sitting with your choices and spinning in them. You could be wondering what to do around a project, a communication, something that you want to move forward, but it can feel like it's not quite clear yet. We are being asked to trust what feels right with Mercury in Cancer. And Mercury has a bit of a bumpy road over the next week. And that's because this is, again, the energy of wanting to go slow and to take your time with something. And yet we have this very impatient Mars in Aries that says, but I want to know what to do now. I want to make it happen now. I want something to move forward now. And Mercury is actually going to square Mars at 15 degrees on July 27th. And this can actually work to your benefit. If you've been dragging your feet, if you've been insecure or unsure about something, this is going to be a changing of the guard, so to speak. This is where Mercury squaring Mars is going to apply a pressure that gives you clarity. And it could be an argument, to be fair. It could be something that gets you emotionally active. It could be a trigger. But the few days after this, on July 30th, that Mercury in Cancer receives a trine from Neptune in Pisces, which is that deep knowingness, this is what's right for me. This is what feels good. This is what I need to do. So the Mercury energy is still a little soggy and sloggy. It's not in its strength, but if you can go easy with it and allow yourself some time and space, you may have clarity. I feel like this Mercury in Cancer is actually a benefit because it's slowing us down to make sure that we're not being too impulsive. And it's helping us connect with messages that we might normally override, where you might normally act really fast and not sit with something. And there is a time and a season for everything. So as Mercury is still moving through Cancer, give yourself time to just be or to sit with something. Go easy on yourself and know that there could be a battle within you that normally you'd have something figured out by now. Normally you would know what to do. Normally this would be solved. You wouldn't have an issue with it. There wouldn't be a problem. But there is a slowdown. This does relate to, of course, the Mercury retrograde in Cancer that we had. So there's something here around really ensuring that you're in alignment with what's in your heart and what you really need. It also makes sure that you're trusting yourself and that it's okay to go slower than normal at times, if that's your experience right now, and to just be easy on yourself. Because there's a lot about this Leo season that's ready for action and wants things to take off. But I feel like there's something here where the Mercury in Cancer is still keeping us connected to our divine feminine energies and that this is a gift. And if you can see it in this manner, that can help with anything that's circulating in your mind, or if a solution has evaded you, if something isn't happening, if you're feeling indecisive, drop it into your heart. Put the question, the issue, the problem into your heart. Feel into what comes through, what's the messages, what's the information there. And that might give you another piece of information that you didn't consider before that could be very valuable. Mercury is going to be opposing Jupiter, and then we'll be opposing both Pluto and Saturn the first week in August. So this Mercury energy is still going to be working with us until Mercury enters Leo on August 5th. This can help with planning, with conversations, communications, knowing that things could be emotionally charged into that first week of August. So try to step back and maintain a level of objectivity if possible. And know that it's still part of this ripple effect from the very big Cancer season that we just went through. And it's a bit like Mercury is still carrying that energy of Cancer season. So allow that to be something you work with and that you can understand from a higher perspective. And that will help also with any conversations that you need to approach with people, that it's good to give people some time and some space right now. And it will feel a little bit clearer and stronger August 5th. Now, for those of you who are into my monthly astrology webinars, August is available. The August monthly Soul Growth Astrology webinar is available. And if you use coupon code Leo, you get it for $11. And it includes all of August, the Aquarius full moon, the 8-8 Lionsgate, and the Leo new moon energies. So that link will be below this podcast. So now that we know that Mercury is not at his strength, let's talk about Venus. Because Venus is still in Gemini due to her retrograde earlier in this year. And Venus is going to make a square to Neptune in Pisces at 20 degrees on July 27th, which is also when she will make an inconjunct or quincunx to Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn at 20 degrees. Venus in Gemini is helping us reformulate some new stories. And these are the stories of our heart. These are the stories of what we've given meaning to, what we have placed importance on, what has been valuable to us. It also relates to those Venus energies of being receptive, of receiving, how we feel worthy of receiving, and how that has shown up in our lives. So this Venus in Gemini is asking us to really look at what our thoughts have been and how our thoughts have energized many parts of our lives, right? It's formulated our perspectives, our understanding, and really created these narratives that we're being asked to rework and essentially begin some new stories. So as Venus makes an inconjunct to Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn, that Jupiter in Capricorn is asking us to look at where we have given our power and authority away to others and what we have to learn from that. What do you have to learn about that? Now, Venus is going to make this inconjunct to Pluto and Saturn as well. So she's going to make three connections to each of those planets in Capricorn. And that means the Capricorn planets are showing her something that she's learned over time. Because Capricorn's about maturity, what you learn through putting in the hard work, what you've learned through your own experience, what you've learned from your mentors and your elders, authority figures, your father figures, all of these are Capricorn archetypes. And Venus in Gemini has actually an innocence to her. She's associated with the youth, you know, being younger, you know, when you're just starting to understand something and put the pieces together. This story that's unfolding for Venus in Gemini, as she makes a quincunx to these three planets in Capricorn, it's going to show her something she didn't realize about authority figures in her life. And perhaps something that she didn't see about her relationship to them And whether or not she felt good about herself in those relationships, whether something was kept from her, taken from her, removed or denied from her. So I feel like there's something here that goes much deeper in this Venus and Gemini journey, because we're going to see something around Capricorn energies that we're meant to learn. We're meant to learn. And that's one of the gifts of Gemini, is that Gemini is a student and a teacher. What have you been learning about these Capricorn energies that you really didn't notice before? Now, this energy is going to be strong into the first week of August, because Venus will then enter Cancer August 7th. And until then, until August 7th, she's still figuring out some things that I'm just feeling has to actually do with like lifetimes potentially of Capricorn archetypes. So this would be something to be aware of in yourself about an overall theme at this time of Venus in Gemini having these in conjuncts with three planets in Capricorn and having to really understand something that she didn't see before. And she's still on a fairly intense journey because she's going to enter Cancer and then she's going to oppose the three planets in Capricorn. And that's going to happen the end of August into September. So this is going to help with really understanding how the feminine energies of Venus are being matured and empowered. Because if you look at it from a perspective of empowerment, you're going to focus on the growth, on the learning, on what you're developing. And that's actually one of the gifts too of Jupiter in Capricorn, because Jupiter wants us to learn, wants us to understand, wants us to have something of value that we take forward and we apply in our lives. But this Venus in Gemini, she's had a lot to think about. And it can be too much at times, right? It can almost be like, how do I get this out of my brain? And that would be important to do, is to talk about it, to write it out, to activate the throat chakra in some manner, so that whatever you're learning, you're going to hear yourself. And I did talk about this earlier in the year when I did a show on this Venus and Gemini energies, is the importance of hearing yourself, and that allows you to release something, but it also activates. It's a release and an activation at the same time. So I feel like what we're really moving through here is understanding that the three planets in Capricorn are bringing us many gifts, and they're bringing us gifts of mastery. Although it might not feel like that, because there's a lot of work involved. There's the intense healing, the understanding, sitting with something, you know, needing to mull it over, think it through. It's not the easy path by any means, but it's worthwhile. It's going to pay off. It brings rewards. It brings you something tangible and concrete that you have fully earned. So know that whatever is coming up for you in the Venus areas of your life, they're showing you more about what you're here to master. Now, another thing to be aware of with this Venus is that she is going to make her third and final square to Neptune. And this happens at 20 degrees on July 27th as well. So we have a lot of energies on July 27th. When Venus in Gemini squares Neptune and Pisces at 20 degrees, this is your opportunity to surrender something to the void. The void of Neptune and Pisces. Now, I often think of Neptune and Pisces as your higher self, your spiritual beliefs, the part of you that is eternal, unlimited, and a part of everything, the all that is. Neptune and Pisces is no thing. It's nothing and everything. And when you are very intentional with this energy, you can surrender whatever has been weighing on your mind. Venus in Gemini squaring Neptune and Pisces for the third and final time is asking you to hand over and hand up what has been too much for you to carry. And this can certainly relate to the Venus areas of life, money, finances, relationships, friendships, love, feeling worthy, feeling valued, feeling seen, and of course, any combination of these parts of yourself. Whatever has been weighing on you in this part of your experience, when you give it over to the void, and you could imagine it as a ball, like a basketball or whatever size of an object comes to you, and you just put it in your hands and you put it into the void, you let go, it starts to dissolve and disappear. It's a way to alleviate the burden or the heaviness. You could be feeling this in any of your lower chakras, especially root chakra, sacral chakra, solar plexus, heart chakra, I mean, of course, throat chakra, any chakra, all chakras. You could be feeling this energy of a heaviness through any part of your energy field. And if you can surrender it to that Neptune in Pisces energies, you're going to feel a release where you don't have to figure it out anymore. Where you trust that whatever's been weighing on you has a solution, because the universe is filled with infinite solutions, unlimited potentials, incredible miracles and developments. And sometimes when we take it on to solve it or to figure it out, we've just limited what can develop. We hold it close and we own it and we say, I can take care of this. I've got this. I can make this happen or figure this out. I know I can. And by doing that, we can shut down something else that can come through. So I feel like this last week in July, we're really being asked to release something that's been weighing on us and allow it to dissolve. And as it dissolves, it will transmute and show up in a different form. It will show up into something else that you couldn't have seen coming, that you couldn't have created yourself. And this is how we can work with energies consciously. And it's how you can do it in a way that opens you up to the benevolence and the abundance of this universe. This could be an exercise that you do before you go to sleep or any time of the day. And it could be a simple exercise that you do as many times as needed. I'm feeling like any kind of financial concerns are understandably very big right now. And if you can work with this energy consciously, there could be something new that comes up or comes forward that supports you in a way that you couldn't have planned or you couldn't have managed. So this is a gift if you choose to see it in this way. Venus in Gemini, squaring this Neptune in Pisces, you're releasing something into the void. You're handing it over. You're saying, okay, I did my best. I can't figure this out. I don't know what to do. Please show me a new option. Please show me another path. Please show me something. And please make it so clear that I don't miss it. Please make it absolutely clear that whatever is for my best and highest good, I see it clearly, I welcome it, I'm open to it, and I receive it in the highest and best possible ways. This stuff works when you really believe in it, and it's amazing how things can show up. So if you can do that over this next week, you might feel a huge turnaround or a huge shift. On July 29th, Venus officially leaves her retrograde shadow and she enters new territory. And that could also be a connection to this new energy, to these new possibilities and these new potentials that you weren't aware of, but that are waiting for us and that are supporting us now. Another big energy that we have unfolding over the next week is Jupiter retrograde in Capricorn, sextiling Neptune in Pisces at 20 degrees. And this is happening for the second time this year. The first time it happened was in the middle of February when both planets were at 17 degrees. Now they're meeting up at 20 degrees, and they will meet up for the third time in October when both planets are at 18 degrees. So when you have these two slower moving planets interacting over the course of multiple months and over the course of three connection points or three sextiles, you have a story unfolding. And so what they're showing us is how we are here to formulate a new way of being in the world that really supports more of your soul mission work. Jupiter in Capricorn is opening us up to new ways that we're here to be seen and recognized in the world. This is through what you do publicly, your job, your profession, your work, how you make money. And Neptune is giving us ongoing trust and support for the pieces coming together to remain in a place of trust during this process and to know that things can come through in a way that we can't always plan. So I feel like over this next week, look for what is supporting you in your career and in your professional development. Look for how this Neptune in Pisces is asking you to keep going and to keep trusting that what you need can show up in multiple forms and multiple ways, but to make sure that you're doing your part. Because if we aren't in that place of trust, we can really be our own worst enemies. You can go into the discouragement. You can go into a place of, I have no idea, I'm just going to give up, this isn't going to work. But this Jupiter in Capricorn is giving us a strong backbone to keep doing the work and to stay focused on what you really want to be doing here in the world. So together, I'm feeling like this is really a time to check in with yourself. What have you decided is worthwhile to you? What have you decided is essential to you in your life? And how are you here to use your energy in the best possible way? These are all big questions, of course, but they do pertain to the soul mission, the soul work, how you're here to contribute to humanity, but also here how you're here to master your energy, how you're here to really feel in charge of yourself. This is one of the gifts of Capricorn, is knowing that you are in charge of your life. You are the ultimate authority over how you spend your time and how you dedicate yourself to what you find valuable and meaningful. So look for what you are really energizing in your life right now. And if you need inspiration, if you need a new direction, if you need those answers, they could very well come through over this next week. And this does relate to that energy of surrender that I just talked about, because the Venus in Gemini interacting with both Neptune in Pisces and Jupiter in Capricorn, it forms an aspect called a finger of God, or a yod, Y-O-D. And this is the energy that points a focus on this Venus in Gemini. And it says, what are you evolving mentally to open up to something bigger? See, the Gemini energy can be really focused on the particulars, and it can only look for certain things in a certain way because it has a focus that's very linear, data-driven, numbers, very stuck in its mind. And what we are being asked to do is to evolve this part of ourselves so that we can see something bigger or something more that can come in when we get out of our heads. Okay, so it's a very interesting energy. I do have a video for you on YouTube that discusses the yod aspect and what it does, why it places that pressure or that focus on that one key planet. So we're feeling this right now because that Venus in Gemini, as I've said in this show, is being asked to surrender what it's trying to figure out and where there have been limitations in the stories, in the perspectives of what you are here to receive. Because I feel like this connection between Jupiter and Capricorn and Neptune and Pisces is the universe saying, you know, you can create a bigger dream. We can do this together. There's something more that we could help you with, support you with, but you've got to get out of your head. You've got to trust us. You've got to do your part of it, but we can all do it together. So it's a very interesting dynamic. It's a new take on teamwork, but it is an energy potential that we can choose to work with. So keep that in mind that, you know, I also feel like there's going to be a surge of creative potentials that come through with this sun in Leo. There are new things bubbling under the surface, new ideas, new projects, new things you might be drawn to. And to look at where you're ready to step into something that maybe a year ago you weren't ready to do, but now with the changes of 2020, how the year has unfolded, you know, all these big things that we've been moving through, there could be something that you're ready to take a risk on, to go for. And that is also the gift of Leo. Leo is actually a gambler. It is a risk taker. It says, you know what? I'm just going to try it. What do I have to lose? And when you travel with that type of confidence in yourself, you can really move through a lot in life. You can really survive a lot. You can go through a lot of things that maybe you thought would have broken you or made you weaker, but the Leo energy is meant to strengthen us, especially when we're in a place of our own power. And as I say that, I'm getting the image of the solar plexus starting to spin in a more powerful manner, but in a new way, where the solar plexus energy becomes really strong and energized by the sun, but it's energized in a higher frequency. It's like there's energies that aren't only spinning in a circle, it's spinning within a globe, and it's spinning in a way that is accelerating, and it's cleansing. There's something cleansing about the energy as it's spinning too, because it's moving faster, vibrating at a higher frequency, and really it's like this removal. I'm feeling a removal energy of fears, a removal of fears, a removal of stagnation, a removal of if there's been too much emotional energy. And I'm laughing because as I say that, I'm seeing a soggy sponge. And it's almost like, you know, towards the end of Cancer season, we can feel like there's a soggy sponge, you know, and it's like in your kitchen, if the sponge is like soggy and dirty and old, it's like, no, we need to use some new tools here. I feel like this Leo energy is going to be very welcomed right now because it's going to help us get rid of anything that's been too emotionally dense and help us find a new energetic source to work with. And as I say that, the source energy comes in quite rapidly and it has that strength to it. And it feels like it's being re-energized from the sun. But then there's this new dialogue happening with the sun where you have an understanding of what you need and what you want over the course of Leo season. Now, granted, everyone will work with this energy differently. Everyone works with every astrological sign differently, depending on your chart, depending on your level of consciousness, depending on your choices. So know that that is all in play here, and there are unlimited ways that this can play out, but it feels like there is an energetic quickening happening. There is an acceleration, but it feels manageable right now. It's important to note, too, that the sun is traveling by itself for a number of days. It isn't making aspects to other planets until it gets to the end of July, July 31st, where it's going to trine Chiron retrograde in Aries at 9 degrees. So when the sun is traveling by itself, it is unaspected, and it's basically a lone ruler. It's its own king, and it's looking at where it fits in. It's not in conversation with other planets, so it could feel like it's off in its own world. And that could be something you sense too. Like I'm getting the image of where to put something in your house, and it's sort of like, where does this go? Does this go over here? Does it go in this room, on this shelf? Where should I put this? And what they're showing me is that it's okay to simply embrace parts of yourself and accept it as is without needing to put it anywhere or do something with it. And I feel like this embracing it or this accepting it, again, that energy then dissolves into your energy field and it adds to whatever intention you've set. It's a very interesting week. A lot of energies moving around, a lot of things shifting. Again, a really good time to surrender, to let go of burdens, to not feel like you have to make a decision. I realize that's not always the case in the real world. There's things that have to get done and decided. But there's something about this time where you can certainly trust what feels right for you, and you can also go to your various chakras for answers, and that would be a useful way to work with the energy over this next week. So I hope this show has given you some validation or support for anything that you're moving through. Again, the August monthly Soul Growth webinar is available now. If you use coupon code LEO, you get it for $11, and you'll get some insight as well into what that 8-8 Lionsgate energy means for you every year. And I will be talking about that energy as well as we move into August. Please know that August is a very interesting month. It has a lot of quirkiness to it. So we'll talk about that as we get into August. But overall, I hope that this last week of July gives you some support, gives you an energetic support system to honor how far you've come this year, to acknowledge yourself, to look at what you have moved through, what you have survived, you know, what you've adapted to during this very big year, big changes, and they're going to keep unfolding. But also there's an importance here of self-acknowledgement and really giving yourself that strengthening message. So thank you so much for joining me. You can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. And I hope that this episode has helped you with your own journey. Monday's episode was about that North Node energy. The North Node is what you're learning and developing in this lifetime. So please take a listen if you haven't already. In a few weeks, I will be talking about the South Node as well. Thank you so much for joining me, friends. And I'll see you back here really soon for another episode. Take good care.